Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, developing your personal brand is easier than you may think. Jumpstart the branding process with our expert tips. ASG Episode 33, 5 Tips for Creating Your Personal Brand, written by Sarah J. Ruppel. Your personal brand is all about you. It's a combination of your unique talents, attributes, likes, dislikes, hopes, dreams, and more. It's the philosophy behind your public mission statement. Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos puts it this way: your brand is what people say about you after you leave the room. And hopefully that's only good things. You can improve those chances by thoughtfully crafting a personal brand that helps clients find and relate to you. One that lets you show the human side of how your services provide value, a value that can then help to generate sales and referrals. Developing a personal brand requires careful thought and research. As you brainstorm, we recommend you consider the following. 1. Identify your preferences. Just as your likes and dislikes mold your personality, they'll also shape your personal brand. The key is to stay authentic. Clients want to connect with you, a real person who genuinely helps them make sense of insurance. That's what's going to bring them back as a repeat customer. 2. Find inspiration. Research brands you love and compare the strategies used by your competition. Take note of what they're doing well and what you would do differently so you can implement what you like in your own plan. Just be sure to add your own flair and really make it your own. The things that inspire you are likely the things you're passionate about. When you connect those passions to your brand, it helps define both who you are personally and professionally. 3. Include dreams. If your dreams don't drive the work you do each day, your audience will notice. Whether you want to bring agents into your downline, buy a beach home, or retire early, include your dreams in the plan. Goals give you progress to work towards, and sharing them with others holds you accountable. 4. Apply your strengths. You know what you're good at, so give yourself the chance to shine. Incorporate your strengths and play them up as selling points. If you don't tell your clients what you can do, who will? Don't leave that message up to anyone else but yourself. Every brand has a unique selling point, or USP. In most cases, these selling points relate to quality, price, or service. These are your strengths, the things you do better than anyone else. And 5, leave room for improvement. As you create your personal brand, remember that nothing is set in stone. Your selling style will evolve. The products in your portfolio are bound to change. It's wise to leave room for improvement and growth. Think of your personal brand as a seed that you'll go on to plant in the rest of your marketing strategy. Defining your brand is the first step in the personal branding process. It's also the most crucial one. How long will it take you to define your personal brand? Well, we recommend a minimum of 2 days, but for some, the process may take weeks or months. The process is different for everyone, and as we've said before, there's nothing wrong with taking it slow. Want to learn more about personal branding? We've got the links to a few articles in our show notes that you won't want to miss out on, as well as related podcast episodes. That's it for this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here on the show today, please subscribe. You can do that on Podbean, in iTunes, or on the Apple Podcasts app. While you're there, consider leaving a review or a comment. We love hearing what you think, and it helps to make the podcast better for you. Not only that, it's also your chance to get a shout out on the show. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next episode.